Time. Read more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's 6:05. Welcome to hour number three of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And 1600 AM, the historic main gym all across eastern Iowa. Even online at KGYMradio.com. A big thank you going out to Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller for joining us on the program today. Again, the Hawkeyes with their final Big Ten series at home this weekend, taking on Ohio State. They'll close things out next weekend in Illinois at Champaign. A little baseball talk earlier in the program. More baseball talk to come tonight. Hockey on tap as well. Game 6. As you heard on SportsCenter, a must-win for the Washington Capitals as the Penguins up 3-2 in that series. NBA action on tap, and you can't talk about NBA. Well, you can, because the kid isn't even in the league yet. But the Lonzo Ball shoe.
Made of python skin, apparently.
That's not that. That's a lie. I'm telling you, that looks like the cheapest shoe that you could possibly get at Payless Shoes or someplace that's not ever going to advertise.
Worse than Starbury's.
Go ahead and name them. Starbury's, which were the signature shoe at Steve and Barry's, which had an anchor store at Westdale Mall about 10 years ago before they went out of... Who would have thought that selling T-shirts and clothing that would disintegrate after three or four washes was not a business model that was going to keep you around for a long time? Absolutely shocking, I know. But according to sales figures by LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball's dad, these shoes were flying off the shelf since they were initially offered. Somebody has done the digging and compared invoice numbers to stock that's available on the website and has figured out that the more likely number of shoes sold.
He said 4,000, correct?
I believe 4,000 was the number.
That's the number that I heard initially.
Yes. Somebody has done a little sleuthing, and they've got the number more in the neighborhood of 350 pairs of shoes. So
from 4,000 to 350. And how many of those were family members?
Well, I don't know about that. But you can also buy them autographed. And I believe 30 or 40 pairs were purchased to be autographed by Lonzo Ball, who hasn't played a game in the NBA yet. And I heard somebody ask this question over the weekend, and maybe I saw it asked on social media. You can follow us at Todd Brommelkamp on Twitter, at AlexKuhn523. Are we rooting for LeVar Ball? LeVar Ball, the dad, I think is a clown. But I think he knows that he's a clown who's riding his son's coattails to fame and fortune. But there's also this aspect of LeVar Ball is fighting the man. And Nike and Adidas and Reebok, all these shoe companies make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. And LeVar Ball's just trying to be the great American success story. Do you buy that? 366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Before this weekend, I had never seen anybody say that they were rooting for LeVar Ball. Lonzo Ball, maybe, although I see there are folks who are starting to take dad's antics out on the sun. But is there anybody out there that feels as if LeVar Ball represents the little guy? Because if you remember right, when Lonzo was at UCLA this past season, dad would not wear any UCLA gear. He was all big ballered out because UCLA was exploiting his son and his teammates. That was his reasoning. And in his world, the only person that gets to exploit his son is himself. But as we've talked about a ton on local programming over the years about the NCAA and how it approaches things, I sort of understand where he's coming from. If you're going to exploit my son, UCLA, the institution, Steve Alford, the coach, if you're going to use him to make a buck, why can't I? And why can't we make some money? So is this, are these shoes, the money, the $150,000 or whatever the estimate, the actual money that they took in from the sales, not the billions with a B that LeVar Ball is talking about? Is this sort of deferred payment for Lonzo Ball for his time as an unpaid student athlete at UCLA? Or is LeVar just out to make a buck?
Well, first of all, he's losing money in this situation. If Lonzo signs a shoe deal with somebody else, Lonzo's going to make some money. And if LeVar Ball is pretty much his representation, he's going to make some money as well. So by selling 350 shoes and not making any money off of that pretty much at all, he's losing his son and himself money. But I don't buy that. I understand in theory where he's coming from, but just the lack of pretty much any business sense in this situation makes it very, very difficult for me to buy the little guy moniker that he's that some people are trying to put out there.
Here's a little bit of friendly advice that I'm going to offer unsolicited to all of the ballers out there in Eastern Iowa listening to this program. Don't make your parents or parent your agent. It's just a bad idea. And I know what you might be thinking. Why would it be a bad idea to have somebody who has a vested interest in your best interest looking out for you, as opposed to a money-hungry agent who's no blood relation, he's not family, it's his job? Because look at all these stories. Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone, I think his parents acted as his agent, right? And you wind up fighting with your parents in court over the money that you earned that they try to either keep from you or siphon off from you or don't give you enough. I have yet to see too many of these situations end well. So if you're a baller out there in Eastern Iowa, a big baller, a small baller, doesn't matter what type of baller you are, and you're listening to this program right now, listen to old Uncle Todd. He's got some advice for you. Dad says he's going to be your agent. Send him packing, because I would much rather trust a complete stranger and fight a complete stranger in court over where my money is at than face the prospect of fighting my parents over where my money is.
What are the odds that one day we see LeVar and Lonzo squaring off in court over money?
Well, this will be a little bit different because I think he's old enough that it'll be his money. But this relationship probably isn't going to end well because the younger brothers are coming along here. And I think if LeVar senses that Lonzo's had his one shining moment and that there's more money to be made elsewhere, then he's going to spend his time developing the middle child, or I can't remember. Maybe it is Lonzo that's the best of the three. The one that's in high school right now had that 90-some point game or whatever it was this year, where he didn't play a lick of defense and just hung out at half court like Ricky Davis did in Davenport back in the day before he was a Hawkeye. Just total pickup basketball, no effort to get back on defense. Take the ball, gun it down, chuck it down to him, and he's either going to go in for the layup or shoot a three. 319-366-1600. Lonzo Ball's shoe, making the debut, and the price was chosen because LeVar said he thought it sounded good. 495.
6608 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line makes the point of this conversation. The little guy doesn't sell shoes for $450. I think it was nearly $495 and $200
flip-flops. $5 for shipping.
And that's the point right here. Now, I think when you talk about the shoe companies, one of the biggest arguments about this is that the demographic that they target is some of that demographic, and then they charge through the roof for these shoes. It's very unaffordable for a lot of people to buy these Nike shoes. So if Lonzo Ball and LeVar Ball come out with shoes that cost $20 and they admit that the material is plastic and not python skin, then maybe I can buy the fact that he's representing the little guy, that he's selling the shoes to the little guy. But when you charge $495 for plastic shoes and say they're python skin, and then come up with figures that say that they've sold 4,000 when they've only sold 350 pairs, then I agree with 6608. You're not representing the little guy. You're representing all that's wrong with these big-time shoe companies.
5675 says, don't do business with family. Whether you like it or not, and I can't believe that I'm taking this angle, but whether you like it or not, LeVar Ball is the little guy here. He's trying to be a big player in the shoe game. He wants to be, I think, Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. But at first I was done with LeVar Ball, and I didn't want it. Now I see him for what he is, an opportunistic clown who's looking to get his piece of the pie before anybody else can get to the table and grab a fork. And if that's not the American way, I don't know what is. I'm almost rooting for him now. But this is great entertainment, and I think the point is, at some point, LeVar Ball became self-aware. And I think he knows. Look, he follows 10 people on Twitter, and one of the, I say people, 10 accounts, and one of the accounts that he follows is First Take. He knows exactly how to play the game. You have to give the man credit, because in this day and age, what's the fastest way to keep that 15 minutes of fame going?
Continue to say dumb things.
I call it hitting the snooze button on the 15 minutes of fame. Because what happens in the morning, you don't want to wake up and go to work. You don't want to shower and get out of bed. You roll over and you hit the snooze button. And you can usually do it 3 or 4 times before your phone tells you, dude, time to get up. Maybe literally if you've got the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock that the White Sox are giving away. LeVar is hitting the snooze button on his 15 minutes of fame. This is a guy that averaged 2.2 points a game in college, and makes outlandish claims like he could take Michael Jordan in a game of one-on-one. And certain people can't get enough of him. And even the people that say they're tired of him, some of them are lying. People like me. People like, I'm so tired of that guy, I'm way over him. When I can't wait to see what he says next, because it's ridiculous and it's entertaining to me. But whether you want to believe it or not, he is the little guy. You can say the little guy doesn't sell shoes for $4.95 all you want. He's the little guy here because he doesn't have a $1 billion marketing budget. What he does is he gets free marketing by being a clown, being a bozo, which I understand is bozo's the phone number for Rob FM across the hall. I didn't know that until I was listening to Greg Runyon earlier today. But Darren Rovell estimated, and I hate quoting Darren Rovell, I really do, but he estimated that the tweet storm last week, when people were making fun of the shoe, was worth millions upon millions of dollars in actual revenue, actual advertising for LeVar Ball and his nascent shoe company. And yet they sold 350 pairs of shoes. Okay. Good day one. Let's turn around and come back on day two. Now, I think I saw Dan Le Batard ordered a couple pairs last week.
I did not see this.
And he's team Big Baller, I believe. I didn't get a chance to catch the Lebatard show. I normally do. But I saw on Twitter last week that he ordered a couple. And I'm not quite sure. Maybe one pair was for Stugatz. I don't know. Stugatz, who came with a flamethrower at Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock over comments that they made about ESPN. Stugatz probably thinking that that's going to endear him to ESPN management. I don't know if you saw this or not, but some more details have come out about how the ESPN employees found out that they were let go. Most of the time it was phone calls from a manager that they either hadn't worked with much or didn't work with at all. And the manager is reading. I understand this is standard corporate practice, but it just sounds awful. The manager reads from a script while there's a member of HR conferenced in on the phone line. And that's it. Same script, doesn't matter whether you're Ed Werder or whether you're Danny Cannell or whether you're some low-level person nobody's ever heard of. And I'm thinking, man, that just absolutely takes the cake. And then I find out that one of the anchors, and I can't remember who it was at this point, but she was just coming back from maternity leave, and she flew to Connecticut with her twin.
Oh, no.
With her twin, I believe they were 3 months old, under the understanding that if she was scheduled to work that day, that she wasn't going to be let go. That why would you fly somebody from Florida to Connecticut and their twins along with her, and she's supposed to work that day, and then she gets to Connecticut and they let her go? Yeah. What can you do? 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Let's do this. When we come back, we'll have another big board update for you, and we'll play Race to Win again. And you can be mad at Ryan and Walford all you want. He didn't help you out very much, although he did reveal where the first Hurricane Grill and Wings gift certificate was on the board. And maybe if you weren't listening to the gym class, you also found out where one of the Indy 500 squares was. But Ryan, an expert grade level troll job, revealed a square that everybody already knew what was under, and he did it on purpose. And that's why I respect him. And if I had $495, I'd buy him a pair of Big Baller shoes.
So we're going to come back. Okay, well, Scott and Marion dropped off the line. So we will...
Scott want to talk about the shoes?
He did.
Oh, dang it. I feel like a farmer sometimes when you take a topic and it's a little seed and you put it in the ground and you pour water on it and you blast it with sunshine and you finally get that seed to germinate and it pops up through the dirt and you finally get that topic to grow, even if it's just one phone call. And then the next thing you know, along comes the hail, just like at Coors Field in Denver, where they are using scoop shovels to shovel the hail into backs of John Deere Gators, and they're presumably hauling the hail somewhere off of the playing surface. I don't think the Cubs and the Rockies are going to be playing today. They may not play tomorrow. They may not play at all this three-game series. 23 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and that may be the best thing going for the Cubs right now. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show. When we come back, give you another chance to play Race to Win.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the four Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
25 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I was just checking my text messages during that break, because that's what any professional radio host does, looks at his phone during the break. And Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation magazine informed me that during that segment with Rick Heller, he dropped a "That's Baseball." Going to have to get... That's going to be a hot key.
He needs to copyright that phrase as well.
We're going to have to see if we can get that so that we can play it back anytime we feel like, that's baseball, that's football, that's Race to Win. 319-366-1600. That's the number to call right now. 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number 6 to 366-1600. You're going to have your opportunity to match one of the 24 squares on the prize board and walk away with any of the dozen items out there. The grand prize, 6 general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. But we also have some wonderful gift cards, a lot of golf, and a $200 watch courtesy of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. And I got to see a picture of this because I'm not quite sure, but a portable basketball game from Sunkist, courtesy of our good friends at Dr. Pepper.
Like one of those that you have in a game room type one.
I don't know if it's like Papa Shot or what, but it's about a $200 value.
So it's got to be a legitimate one.
Absolutely. Why not? Acme Tools has a $50 gift card. We've got $60 to the Ox Yoke Inn in the Amanas, $50 worth of car washes at Wright Wash, and we've even got a 4-pack of tickets to see the Minnesota Twins play. So all 12 prizes are still available. We haven't had anybody match them yet, and we'll see if Marcus in Marion can be the first person this year to win playing Race to Win. Marcus, how are you tonight?
I'm great.
All right. Have you been paying attention today? Did you listen to some of the previous locations?
I heard the last one.
Okay. Ryan, okay, maybe he helped you then by repeating what we already knew. So all 24 squares are available for you. Go ahead and give me a number between 1 and 24.
Well, let's go with number 5.
4 tickets to a Minnesota Twins baseball game.
Okay, Twins tickets behind number 5. So if you can find the match for the Twins tickets, 4 of them, you'll be off to the Twin Cities.
Let's try number 21.
$50 worth of washes from Wright Wash.
Marcus, not a winner this time. Try again. We appreciate it. And we did reveal 2 squares that had not been picked yet. So all of you at home, with your handmade grids, maybe you're doing it on a legal pad with some Crown Royal around a fireplace, or maybe you've got an iPad. I don't know.
Who could you be referring to?
I don't know. But we do have a lot of, and this was always fun in the past. We would go out and do Lunchbox Heroes or something like we're going to be doing this Wednesday, and we would have workers coming up to us, and they would be like, I'm listening. And one guy actually went to his truck and grabbed the pad of paper and says, I keep this next to me in the truck. And when I'm driving, I keep track of where all the squares are. And I'm pretty sure I know. This was a couple years ago. He goes, I'm pretty sure I know where those Indy 500 tickets are. So there you go. We have no winners on day one. But everybody's a winner in the game of life.
This is just a PSA because we get calls. In the past, it was to myself, Jeff Downing out there. they will ask, oh, well, what were the numbers that were being revealed? So I will just say this right now. You can go to the podcast at kgymradio.com. We'll have all 3 hours of our show, the hour-long gym class that will be down. You can download, you can listen, and you can find those numbers.
$80 in golf to St. Andrews. Not bad. Got the Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card. Carl and Ernie's $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's in Iowa City. That's one of the bars owned by Sean, who will host us again this Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Plenty going on in Iowa City. Hawkeyes will be home this weekend. That 1972 College World Series team reuniting the Iowa golf outing. I don't know whether they have spots. I should have asked Rick that earlier, whether or not they've got spots available in the golf tournament or not there at Finkbine. But hopefully the weather cooperates and they have a good turnout. Last year, they had some really awesome silent auction items there, and I'm sure you could swing by Finkbine and place bids if you wanted to, even if you're not playing. They will welcome your money. As Rick said, they're trying to pay for their trip to Taiwan for the university games.
Now, I found it interesting that you already took your name out of consideration to be in the golf tournament, but wasn't it last year when you almost shot a hole-in-one during that golf tournament, if I'm remembering correctly?
I was having issues with my contact lens. It had been bothering me for about 3 holes, and I said, I'm about ready to quit. Screw it. And we were on 13, which is the water hole at Finkbine, very well-known hole if you've played that golf course. And I just put the ball on the tee. I grabbed my club, and I think I'm going to quit here. And hit the ball. I think I was probably within 3 feet of holing it, and which would have been tremendous because I don't think I had put money in for whatever the hole prize was, so I wouldn't have won jack, and then that would have been something people could have ribbed me about, at least that we're playing in our foursome. But it's a good event. It was a fun time last year. Some of the Iowa baseball alumni were back. I think Danan Hughes was around last year, and we found out, we were joking with LaTroy Hawkins on Friday about getting in touch with Danan Hughes, whom he's friends with, about seeing the Chiefs now that LaTroy Hawkins' godson, Patrick Mahomes, is on Kansas City. And he told us he's already bought his season tickets.
That's right.
He's already going to be going to Chiefs games because he bought season tickets. So I didn't get a chance to catch up with him at the ballpark the other day. He had already left, I think, yesterday morning before the game with the Colonels. So a big thank you going out to LaTroy, and hopefully when Michael Kadire and Torrey Hunter, if those guys come to town, and I think they will at some point this summer, hopefully we can get those guys on the show also.
Now, it completely slipped my mind, and I knew I was going to be headed home to St. Louis this past weekend to look in my room for the LaTroy Hawkins ball, but good news, and worry not, because I'm headed back again for one day for the Cubs-Cardinals game on Saturday, I believe, and I will make sure to look for it. And maybe a reminder tweet or text would be A-okay. Because I think we need some decorations here in the studio.
I think Race to Win needs to be items from Kuhn's childhood closet.
A faded LaTroy Hawkins signed baseball.
Give me square 18.
Hey, Matt Kemp signed card.
Lawrence Phillips, 8x10. It was a ball, wasn't it?
It's a signed wooden football, and I still have it.
Signed wooden foot. Give that to the voice guy. What in the hell is this? Lawrence Phillips? The voice guy that couldn't pronounce Kuhn's name, even though he's voiced promos for Alex doing high school football for months on this station. 6:33, no winners today on Race to Win. Your next opportunity coming up tomorrow with the gym class. It's the Todd Brummel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, and today, Jeff Downing sitting on the other side of the glass. We'll come back, final 30 minutes of the program after this. Don't go anywhere.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King I got the 3 for 89 cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
I tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You could spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes.
Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Wagrant! So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's 6:36, and we forgot to do something before we went to the bottom of the hour. It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Former Iowa defensive tackle Faith Akakiti, he was the one last night for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. See what I did there? They took him with the first overall selection in the Canadian Football League draft. It's the first time that an Iowa player has ever gone with the number one overall pick. Akakiti had 39 tackles last year, including 2 for losses. He'll be the 4th Hawkeye on an active CFL roster, barring any changes when the season begins next month. The Cedar Rapids Colonels closed out a successful homestand with a 4-1 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps yesterday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Clark Beaker won his 4th consecutive start. The Colonels improved to 17-12 before they embarked on a week-long road trip to the Eastern Division. Colonels are taking on the Dayton Dragons tonight in the first of a 3-game series. The Iowa baseball team won its weekend series in East Lansing. It took 2 of 3 from the Spartans, including Sunday's finale 9-4. Iowa at 11-7 in the Big Ten, now tied for 4th place along with Michigan. And Liberty High School's announced the hiring of Linmar's Jamie Brandt to be the first girls basketball coach in Lightning history. The former Iowa Hawkeye standout told the Cedar Rapids Gazette she took her family into consideration when deciding to leave her high school alma mater. Brandt was 48-24 in 3 seasons as Linmar's head coach. So Scott Kibbe making some good hires there at Liberty. Jamie Brandt, formerly Jamie Printy, had done an excellent job in her 3 seasons with the Lions, and now starting a program from scratch at Iowa City's newest high school, which will be coming on board, athletically speaking, next school year. How do you think that's going to affect things in the Iowa City landscape as far as athletics go?
I think with the... It obviously depends on the coaching hires. So for girls basketball, it's going to affect it a lot. And Iowa City High and Iowa City West already have good girls basketball programs, so that'll be very interesting. For football, it remains to be seen, because I don't think they will not have a football program next year, and that's a program that you kind of have to build up over a couple years. But if you make a big splash, a big hire, then it could affect it quite a bit. And I'm still pretty new to the area after 1 year of announcing the high school games in the Iowa City area. So I'm very anxious to see how it affects it, especially in year one, but then after that in the following years.
Man, when I moved to North Liberty in 2003, it was a couple thousand people. And now it's enormous compared to what it was. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting for them to ultimately add that third high school. It's something people have been pushing for a number of years. And before you know it, those high school kids are going to finally be able to go to that high V that's people have been waiting for in North Liberty. That thing, they were going to build a high V in North Liberty, and they still are.
Is this anything like the kazoo in Cedar Rapids?
No. This is an actual, honest-to-God, real thing. But I lived in North Liberty for the better part of 8-9 years, and every year it was the Hy-V was coming. They're building the Hy-V. And finally we moved. There was still no Hy-V. I think they got the gas station up. But it was like a mythical creature. It was like that mountain lion that kept getting spotted several years ago. You heard the story. There was a mountain lion in the area that people kept seeing. You got to be careful.
Did they find it?
You got to be careful in this neck of the woods. I can't remember what came of the mountain lion.
I know they found the goat in Iowa City.
The goat, rest in peace. God forbid we forget the goat. The stories, the things that we talk about on this program sometimes. But you people in North Liberty, you know exactly what I'm talking about, the legend of the Hy-V. Because there's a fairway, and on Sundays, you had to go into Coralville to get groceries if you didn't plan your week ahead of time. And North Liberty got to be so big, you were asking yourself, how can you not find a place to get groceries in a town this size? So they're building a Hy-V. 319-366-1600. That Hy-V will probably be finished by the time that I get my basement finished at home.
If I ever move to North Liberty, hopefully it's
there. It's a nice place.
It's there in time for me, because you know my liking of Hy-V.
I loved it. North Liberty was a fantastic place to live. I enjoyed almost all of my 20s were spent living in North Liberty. And I loved it. You were halfway between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. It was like a $20 cab ride from Iowa City back to North Liberty. If you had the means at the end of the night, you go into Iowa City, have a good time, come back, why not? But how did we get off on this tangent? I don't even remember. 319-366-16. We were talking about Liberty High School. That's what it was. Jamie Printy, who's now Jamie Brandt. It gets very confusing when you're talking about married names and maiden names, and people are out there, why should I know that name? Well, you know her as Jamie Printy. That's who she was when she was tremendous with the Iowa basketball team, and that's still who she is. She just has a different last name. 366-1600. And Brendan Stiles, cannot help me. Remember back in hour number one, I said,
yes,
if anybody knew when the Saskatchewan Rough Riders scout was at the Iowa game. It would have been this year, looking at Tavon Smith a couple years ago. I can't remember when. But we have come through Iowa-Illinois. The Iowa-Illinois game.
Oh, I thought he didn't know which one it was.
Well, he didn't. But your pal and my pal, Austin, had tweeted November 19th, 2016. In Champaign. So it wasn't Iowa City, it was in Champaign. But I knew that there was a CFL scout. It's the first time I'd ever seen one at a game before. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And now we've got, yes, the Hy-Vee is on hold. No kidding. Go figure.
So still no...
It's in a holding pattern.
No groundbreaking on that?
No.
Okay.
It would have been like a mile and a quarter from where I lived, too. Would have been so convenient. I waited for that thing for 8 years. 8 years. But now I am in Cedar Rapids. We got everything here. And I mean everything. That's it, Alex. I got nothing. That's the drop-off point.
Can we continue talking about the Canadian Football League?
The Canadian Football League and Lonzo Ball's budding shoe empire with his father. Why not?
Who apparently represents the little guy, even though it's LeVar Ball, who has the biggest mouth that I've ever come across. He somehow represents the little guy. And I know you try to justify it.
Does he have a billion-dollar marketing budget like Nike? No, he's got a hustle.
But if he just made his shoes affordable, then he would make plenty of money.
But then he'd have to sell 200 times the amount of shoes.
As opposed to not selling any at all.
He got called out by Shaq, by the way. Did you see that? Because Shaq has given lots of shoes to underprivileged children. And Shaq says that real ballers don't charge $495 for
shoes. Exactly. Not representing
the
little guy.
Tom Kakert from Hawkeye Report was so worried that he was going to have to buy his son a pair of these Lonzo Ball shoes because he's a big fan. And he dodged a bullet because Jack had just gotten some new tennis shoes. So he was able to put it off. I think he said he would have settled for the slides. Those are only
$220. And those look equally bad. Like some shoes that you would get, or some flip-flops that you would get for like a dollar at Payless. Yes, they have the strap that goes over the foot, and they're not completely like petroleum jelly or whatever they make those things out of. But
by the way, I've got a tremendous would ya on Thursday. It may be the best would ya question that I have ever asked, and I didn't come up with it. I completely stole it from somebody, a very well-known public figure who wrote a column that I read today, and I said, crikey. I said it in an Australian accent. This thing is coming up on Would Ya on Thursday. So if that's not the enticement to listen on Thursday, I don't know what is.
Not Catman.
No.
Would Ya question.
David Kaplan talking about his book, The Plan, and Would Ya coming up on Thursday. Let's head to the phone lines and bring Mark on board in Cedar Rapids. Mark's got a question about the Canadian Football League. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yes, you mentioned that there were three former Hawkeyes currently playing in the CFL. I was wondering, do you know who those players are?
Yes, according to Iowa, and this was in the story on their website. Thank you for the call, by the way. Hawkeye Sports had the story last night. Jovan Johnson, Nolan McMillan, and Drew Tate. Tate was going to retire last year, but he didn't, and got traded, I believe, for a fifth-round draft pick over the offseason. Tavon Smith got drafted last year, but he took the opportunity with the Indianapolis Colts.
So did he stay on their practice squad?
That I don't know. But according to Iowa, which cites the Canadian Football League website, you've got Jovan Johnson, who's one of the flashiest dressers I've ever been around in my life. He wore this amazing suit to Big Ten Media Day 1 year. Absolutely amazing. Nolan McMillan, who was Canadian, big offensive lineman from 4 or 5 years ago, if my memory serves. Just a massive mountain of a guy. And then Drew Tate, who signed as a free agent because he's not Canadian.
So Tavon Smith, if you were wondering, spent the entire last season with the Colts.
Could have been an Eskimo.
He was signed to the active roster in October and then demoted back to the practice squad. But he spent the entire year there, and he is still currently with the Indianapolis Colts.
Could have been an Eskimo.
The 8th overall pick. Last year's draft. was Tavon Smith from Iowa.
As we found out from noted Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan Sonny in Iowa City back in hour number one, the Canadian Football League draft drafts Canadians. American players are signed as free agents.
Can you guess the Winnipeg Blue Bombers slogan, their hashtag on Twitter?
They have a hashtag.
And it is strikingly similar to a team that you are a fan of.
Fly the W. I'm going to go, let's see, they're Bombers. Drop the W.
For the W.
For the W.
Hashtag for the W if you want to tweet about so Faith Kakadi and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
I could get those vanity plates if I ever wanted to trade the if I wanted to trade my current plates in, I could get for the W. Okay. We're learning things.
And I was gonna get a hat in hour number one. I wonder if they have any of those hats just with the hashtag for the W. Because I would definitely buy one of those.
If I asked you about the rest of the Canadian Football League draft last night, do you think you would be familiar with any of the players taken?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just asking off the top of my head.
Maybe. The American college football players, most likely.
How about Cameron Judge, first-round pick of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, linebacker out of UCLA.
Not familiar.
See, this is what happens when you have to draft Canadian players, because I'm looking at the rest of Winnipeg's draft last night. Faith Akakadi went first. Then with the eighth selection, they took an offensive lineman by the name of Jeff Gray out of Manitoba, and then an offensive lineman in the second round from a college, McGill, which reminds me, Better Call Saul is new tonight. Can't wait to get home and watch that. Then you had a third rounder out of Grambling, a fourth rounder from Montreal, a sixth round pick from Guelph, a seventh round pick out of no school given.
Nope, I don't recognize any of these people.
And then the eighth round pick was Tyler Henry. Sounds familiar, but unless you follow Alberta, University, Alberta College, Alberta Technical, I don't know. And I'm not doing this to make fun of the Canadian football draft. I'm not. But this is why.
When you have the caveat that you have to only draft Canadian football players, this is what's going
to
happen.
Not trying to steal the thunder of Faith Akakadi because he was the number one overall pick. And that's a very nice accomplishment. But it appears the pool of American football players, obviously, with the caveat, they also have to be Canadian.
Limited.
Very limited. Montreal, by the way, if you're wondering about the Alouettes, they did not have a first-round pick, but they used their second-round selection on defensive lineman Fabian Foote out of McMaster.
There is only, I'm scrolling through this entire draft, and I'm seeing maybe a handful of Division I players in here. FBS Division I players.
You think they're talking about the CFL draft in Knoxville, Tennessee? No.
No, I don't.
No. No. Yet here we sit on May 8th, ready to play Race to Win again tomorrow on the gym class. We'll step aside. Come back, get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. How are the Colonels doing in Dayton, Ohio tonight? We'll have a score for you before the top of the hour. Back with more after this.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6767. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's proflowers.com, secret code 6767.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but Hertine and Stocker Jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertine and Stocker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry, or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The month of May is here, and so are the sounds of racing. Back again. It's race to win. The Jim Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show will have your chance to match and win a grid full of great prizes, including general admission tickets to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Your chance to win Indy 500 tickets and more with Race to Win, right here on your local sports leader, KGYM.
Race to Win is brought to you by the Oxo Ken, Acme Tools, and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group.
6:55, let's put the finishing touches on another edition of the program. Alex, who do we have coming up tomorrow?
We're going to have Phil Miller of the Minneapolis Star Tribune to talk a little Twins baseball, still working on a couple other things, but we'll start with Phil at 5:05.
All right, the wide-open American League Central, and Twins playing some pretty good baseball through the first month of the season. Time now for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Let's head east to Dayton, Ohio, shall we? We'll check in on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're in progress as they're opening up a six-game road trip against Eastern Division teams. Game one of three against the Dragons, and they're in the fourth inning. The only offense so far, a solo home run by Jermaine Palacios, as Eduardo Del Rosario twirling a gem. Colonels up 1-0 over the Dragons. They beat Fort Wayne 4-1 yesterday in the series finale at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Coming into tonight, the Colonels were 17-12. Former Iowa defensive tackle Faith Akakadi became the first ever Hawkeye taken first overall in the Canadian Football League draft last night. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers picked the Ontario native with the number one choice. Akakadi had 39 tackles, including two for a loss a year ago. Barring any roster changes, he'll be the fourth active Hawkeye, the fourth former Hawkeye on an active CFL roster. The season begins June 10th. The Iowa baseball team won its weekend series in Lansing. It took 2 of 3 from the Spartans, including yesterday's series finale, 9-4. Iowa at 11-7 with 6 Big Ten games remaining. They host Ohio State Friday at Duane Banks Field. And Liberty High School announced the hiring of Jamie Brandt to be the first girls basketball coach in Lightning history. That would be Jamie Printy for fans of the Iowa women's basketball team. She was 48-24 in three seasons as Lynn Mars head coach. So we'll talk a little Minnesota Twins baseball tomorrow with Phil Miller. Still have some other guests in the works. We're going to talk about a sticky situation involving Gene Taylor at Kansas State, and it has nothing to do with Jane Meyer, I promise you that. Plus, on our program, two more chances for you to play Race to Win and more Kid Rock tickets. So long.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly